Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
Welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. We have got a jam-packed show for you as always. Lots of things to get into today, including as we have the projection for the AP Top 25, which we're not that far away, by the way. Preseason AP Top 25 poll. We'll have the projections for that. Also, preseason SEC Championship odds updated, of course, after spring practice. And what else do I got? That's one other thing I thought. Oh, what happens if Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC in 2023? How's that going to affect you as a fan? We'll get into that too. But I want to start with, first of all, give you the phone number, 803-978-1832. As I open up, I'm jacked up on Zoa, by the way. It's the Rocks energy drink. That's what I'm drinking right now. It's like a healthy energy drink. So, yeah, Zoa should be sponsoring the show. You know who does sponsor the show is Mazda of Columbia. Shout out to Greg Hood, owner of Mazda of Columbia, MazdaofColumbia.com. Go and check out the Mazda dealership right down the road here on Greystone. All right, so I thought we would go with these latest odds for to win the SEC championship. And the reason that I thought I would go with this to start with is because you're going to have your everyday fan that is going to be in the mix that's going to talk about, man, Texas A&M is right there. Texas A&M is the team that everyone's looking at. Oh, my goodness. And a lot of it's got to do with that class that they got, that they put, $24 million, however much it was. They were one of the leaders there with NIL. And there are folks that are like, man, they're going to be the team that may do the job in the SEC West. They use the term dark horse. They're a dark horse contender for the Western Division title. Are they? Are they really? Anyway, here are the odds updated after spring practice. These are from Caesars Sportsbook. Vanderbilt's at 1,000-1. I don't think anyone's taking Vanderbilt. Missouri Tigers are 500-1. There we go with that. South Carolina checks in at 150-1. The report says the acquisition of Spencer Rattler and several other immediate starters in the transfer portal give Shane Beamer hope the Gamecocks can build off of last season's bowl trip. Mississippi State checks in at 100-1. A little bit of love there for the Pirate. I love this line. And, of course, people get upset when I say things like this. But what is the ceiling for Mike Leach and the Bulldogs? Now, I didn't write this. But the author that wrote this did say, those odds would be considerably higher if Mississippi State was on the other side of the SEC. Yes. Yes, we know. It does say no team in the league faces a more difficult schedule from start to finish. They have them at 100-1. Also at 100-1 is the Tennessee Volunteers. And the same odds as the Pirate down there in Starkville. It says the schedule is arduous, and that's an obvious factor. But if you're looking for the most bang for your buck, at least believe Tennessee has a chance to start September 4-0 with a win over Florida at home. It's worth sprinkling a number on the Vols. The offense has a chance to be the league's most prolific. Yeah, that gimmick offense will get it done. Certainly in the East, with Hendon Hooker orchestrating the offense at a breakneck pace. Yes. Gimmick, 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 gimmick. Now, this is where it gets interesting, though. How are the Florida Gators at better odds to win the SEC than Tennessee? I goof on Tennessee a little bit, but Tennessee is going to mop the floor with the Florida Gators this season. I'm putting that on the bookcase of accountability. And I'm not just trying to make good with the Tennessee fans that watch the show over there in the chat, which you can find. FoxSportsRadio1400.com's Facebook. There are lots of Tennessee, Georgia fans, Florida fans, and all that. I'm not trying to appeal to the Tennessee folks that watch the show. I just think that Tennessee is going to slap Florida around. But for them to have this better odds than Tennessee or even Mississippi State, hell, I'll go with the Gamecocks. If you told me to pick one out of the four there, I'd take those three over. Florida would finish last. I don't think they're going to be very good. I really don't. Really, really don't. Billy says, Tennessee fans just hear UF and they wet themselves. Yeah, very good, sir. Papa B says they're looking for better culture at Florida. Zay asks, you don't believe in Florida? No, and I'll tell you why. I'm not completely sold on Billy Napier being this excellent head coach. I don't think he can make good decisions on the field, and I've talked about this. Go look at last year's game with Louisiana playing App State. He looked like he did not know what he was doing. No way. And Billy's probably right. They're in a transition year. And, you know, there's a D word that a lot of teams just don't have. It's called depth. And he point blank said, hey, we don't have enough guys to practice. He said that not too long ago, which is why your spring game was 34-0. So I'm not buying Florida at all. Put that on the bookcase of accountability over there. If I'm wrong, then, I'll admit I'm wrong. But be more stunned. That would be just shocking to me that Florida has a good season. I really just don't buy it. The Kentucky Wildcats are at 50-1. I'm not buying that either. They're going to drop off. Who is Will Levis going to throw the ball to? It's not going to work. Arkansas is also at 50-1. All right, I can buy into what Arkansas is doing. They bring back their quarterback. They got Jaden Hazelwood from Oklahoma. They're trying to build down there with Sam Pittman, even though I think Sam Pittman is a, he is a goofball. But, hey, I think they're doing some good stuff down there. I can buy Arkansas at 50-1. Auburn's at 40-1. Really? Are there people really betting on Auburn winning the SEC at a much better rate than Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky? Auburn may finish dead last in the West. I mean, that may happen. LSU has the same odds to win the conference as Auburn. I kind of like, all right on that. We'll have to see what Brian Kelly can do. Now here's where it gets interesting. Ole Miss is at 20-1. They're having to rebuild down there a little bit with the offense. No more Matt Corral. No more of this great offense throwing the ball all over the field. But they do bring in Jackson Dart, the Southern Cal transfer. And they're going to have to get their defense right, basically. I mean, their defense has not been very good at all. And by the way, I'm not writing these. These are the odds according to Caesar Sportsbook, which means people are placing bets on these teams. That's why Auburn's at 40-1. But you know who else is at 20-1 and same line as Ole Miss is Texas A&M. And a lot of it, I think, comes back to, yeah, they beat Alabama last season. And I think people are hanging their hat and saying, you know what, they got that great recruiting class. Okay. You might as well take your money and set it on fire. Georgia is at 110. Georgia's got tons of depth. They don't have a problem with the D word at Georgia. Tons of depth. May have issues with their quarterback, but I think Georgia's going to be a really, really, really solid team this year. In fact, probably the toughest game on their schedule is the opening game against Oregon. They should be, 14-point favorites the rest of the way down the board? I mean, if you think I'm wrong, Georgia fans, let me know. I think you're 14 points better than the rest of your schedule up until the SEC championship game. Toughest game on your schedule is the Oregon game. Had to go to the Pac-12 to get a tough game. And finally, Alabama. Crimson Tide, the defending SEC champions, are the favorite to win another league title in Atlanta come December, right after Thanksgiving. So, if you're placing a bet, which way would you go? Where would you put your money? 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown. If you were going to place a bet on an SEC team and you're trying to make you a little cash, which way would you go? 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Alan says, will UGA lose to Alabama in Atlanta? That is the only question. That's fair. I can get into that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Let's go out to the phones. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Big Barney Ross. I just wanted to call. Let me get this straight now. What you're saying is Kentucky, there is a chance.
Well, you play in the conference, so you have – I mean, you do play in the SEC, so you are technically eligible to play for the title just because you're in the conference, sir.
But like they said on Dumb and Dumber, there is a chance. Big Barney Ross, I'm out.
All right, so Big Barney Ross is going with Kentucky. All right. I admire his honesty. Anyway, 803-978-0183-2, 803-978-0183-2. Billy's not paying attention. He's telling me to check Tennessee's transfer portal the last couple of days. Are you willing to put some money on Tennessee at, 100-1? 100-1. That's where they've got the Vols. Has that transfer portal been hot enough where you're thinking, you know what? This is the year we beat Florida, which I think you're going to do. But it's also the year we beat Alabama. We get to smoke those cigars. Yeah, buddy. I mean, are Tennessee fans that high right now? And look, after the season you had last year, I mean, where I personally thought that you were going to be an absolute gong show with all the players that you lost, no more Jeremy Pruitt. I didn't think that Josh Heupel would be as good as he is, and he's made me look silly. Jordan says, give me Vanderbilt. Look, hey, man, if you want to the toughest odds there, hey, 1,000-1. Why not? Why not? Zay with a good comment. Appreciate him watching the show today. Tennessee has no defense. You're absolutely correct. Now, the Tennessee apologists, the folks that were around when Phil Fulmer was there. They will tell you, oh, we got a safety that transferred from Ohio State. He's going to be great. That's what they'll tell you. I will tell you, if he was a safety at Ohio State, he probably played against Purdue. And Purdue, how do you do against Purdue? Because you got to be able to beat Purdue. They couldn't do that last season. 803-978-0182, 803-978-0182. Papa B says, maybe Kentucky will lose early so we don't have to hear 12-0 again this year. Caden, off the top rope, says, transfers can't help Tennessee. Papa B says, if Missouri had their running back from last season, yeah, an opportunity, they might be all right. I think Mizzou... And I know that the average SEC folk are going to tell you Mizzou doesn't belong in the SEC. Why are they in the conference? You know, Mizzou generally, I'm willing to say wherever they pick Mizzou this season, as far as the media goes in Atlanta, Mizzou will finish better than what the media has them at. I'm not saying they're going to win the title. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that don't really watch a lot of Mizzou football. And they're going to tell you, oh, Mizzou sucks. And Mizzou generally outperforms all of them. I remember when they won their two SEC East championships, everyone was in the camp of, oh, Mizzou's going to finish dead last in the division. What happened? Mizzou won the conference, the division title. Aaron says Mizzou is in the Midwest. They are, but they're in the SEC. They have the same chance right now as Tennessee and Kentucky that we just talked with Big Barney Ross about. Allen says Tennessee will need an outstanding punter. Very good, sir. Brandon says James Franklin did great at Vandy. He won two straight bowl games and finished 9-4, two straight years. Yeah, he did do well. 803-978. 1832. When he left, though, he left where people seem to forget this, that something that you never really hear, Vanderbilt football players were, there was like a lot of charges of sexual assault and things like that going on at Vanderbilt. And then all of a sudden, James Franklin's, I'm heading to Tennessee. Yeah, that happened. I don't know if Vanderbilt's a job where you take it thinking that you can win. I really don't. Nobody goes to Vanderbilt and saying, you know what? I want to take Vanderbilt and win an SEC title. Zay says Mizzou has won the SEC East, but Vandy ain't won nothing. Kentucky's never been either. Texas A&M's never been to the conference championship game. Mizzou's been twice. Jacob is correct. One Vanderbilt player got sentenced to 15 years for rape. Yep. It's not what you want with your program. 803-978-0182. Yeah, did I say Franklin went to Tennessee? If I did, I'm sorry. I said he went to Penn State. That's where he went. If I said he went to Tennessee, then I am not correct. Messed that up. Papa B says, poor Clark Lee would be Notre Dame's head coach right now if he just waited. Well, you never know that. You never know. Brian Kelly, man, never taken that job. Ed Orgeron might have won a couple more games. Who knows at this point? Captain Tripp says, and this is a good comment, might be the comment of the day. Vanderbilt has the creepiest mascot in the SEC. You know what? Their mascot does look kind of, it's a Commodore, but it looks like, it looks like a failed version of a pirate. Like they wanted to go half pirate, but they couldn't. Yeah, I can, that might be the creepiest mascot in the SEC. You might be right about that. More of the Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. We talked about odds to win the SEC championship. There's also projections for the AP Top 25. And I thought I'd run through some of these really quick here. We're about what? I can't remember when it actually comes out. We're like the 1st of May. I think it comes out the middle of July, something like that. So we're not too far off. Not too far off. But we would go on some of these. I wanted to give you some of the teams and where they're ranked. And we could talk about that. 803-978-1832. At number 25, Oklahoma State. The mullet doing his thing. I think Oklahoma State is going to be better because they've got Derek Mason as their defensive coordinator now. And I think that if the mullet can keep his nose out of the defense and just deal with the offense and just have it set up where it's like, Coach Mason, you just take care of that defense. Make sure that we don't look silly. We're going to have to build with our recruiting. I'll make sure that we score enough on offense. And then we'll go from there. I think Oklahoma State's going to be better than 25. They'll probably start the season ranked in the top 25. But I think Derek Mason going there is going to be a big deal. Iowa Hawkeyes are at 24. Whenever I watch Iowa, there's one thing that they lack. Anybody in the chat room want to tell me what that is? Speed. They don't have much. Number 23 is the Ole Miss Rebels. They got to figure out what the deal is at quarterback. Is Jackson Dart going to be the guy? We'll find out. Arkansas is at 22. The Houston Cougars are at 21. And wouldn't you know who won the pony? The Tennessee Volunteers. They are at number 20. I mean, shout out to Tennessee for being projected to be ranked in the first top 25. I tell you what, if the AP writers leave Tennessee out, Tennessee may burn the state to the ground. The idea of going to Gatlinburg or something like that, that's not happening. They will burn Gatlinburg to the floor. Dollywood's not going to happen. You're not doing any of that. Tennessee's not ranked with their projected Heisman Trophy quarterback in Hendon Hooker. Those fans might be crazy. Some of the comments, what does Iowa lack? Offense from Baylor Man. Peg and Megan got it right with speed. Exactly. Competency from Big Bonnie Ross. They got a bunch of smart kids. I don't think they're dumb up there. So, yeah, it's not like that. But number 20 is Tennessee. 19 is the Miami Hurricanes. I feel like every year we get burned by Miami. Oh, they're going to be great. They're going to be great. Just watch. Yeah, I'm not buying that either. The Pittsburgh Panthers are at 18. But I think that they're going to have issues because they don't have Jordan Addison anymore. Which, by the way, 247 Sports put out this thing today talking about teams that have the potential to get Jordan Addison. And I laughed because, make sure that I give you the right numbers here. The potential landing spots for Jordan Addison, the Biletnikoff Award winner, Southern Cal, which he's been linked to there. Alabama, there's rumors that he's been working out with Bryce Young. And then there's five other teams that are in the mix here, supposedly. I can buy the Georgia Bulldogs because they've got, I mean, why would you not want to go and play at Georgia unless you don't want to play with Stetson Bennett? Maybe he doesn't want to try to be a defensive back on the offensive side of the ball. Do you want to go play at Texas with Steve Sarkisian? Who knows? But then they have Clemson. Clemson doesn't get transfers. Yes, I know they got Hunter Johnson, but do you really think Dabo Swinney, his first big jump into the transfer thing is to get the Biletnikoff winner? I don't think that's happening. I really don't.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And then you've got Miami and LSU. Look, I would be stunned if he went anywhere other than Southern Cal or Alabama. I think all these other ones are like, yeah, all right. Jordan's correct. Brad Crawford made the list. I don't understand why those other five teams are on the list here. I don't get it. It's going to come down to those two, in my opinion, Southern Cal and Alabama. Or maybe he'll just shock everybody and go back to Pittsburgh. Who knows? But anyway, Pittsburgh at 18. We'll see. Zach online says he wants Stetson Bennett to throw in the rock. How is it? I mean, when he walks into the huddle, he's 6'4", right? He has to look down at Stetson Bennett. Is Bennett going to be given a stool so that he can stand up high enough where he can actually hear him in the huddle? Who's going to be the guy that handles that stool so Stetson Bennett can make those calls? I bet they give Peg and Megan a uniform and send him out there. You handle the stool. You got to get off the field before the play clock ends. But just let him step on the stool so he can get up there so he's hot. He's tall enough where our wide receiver can actually hear him. And then get off the field. You're just running sprints all day. You get a uniform, Peg and Megan. Get to go to all the coaches' meetings. There's that, too. Jimmy asked, does he have only 1 year of eligibility left? Yeah, he's going to be a junior. He's going to the NFL. He technically has another one, but I don't know. Papa B says Stetson Bennett may be getting that $75,000 3-inch stretch. Yeah, you know what that is. There's a surgery now that you can get where if you're a short guy and you're not very confident in your height, that you can get a surgery where they will it will basically make you 3 inches taller. I mean, do you want to go that route? But it costs $75,000. So there's that. Anyway, we'll have to see how that works out. 803-978-1832. Texas is up next at number 17. Texas and Miami are all the same with me. I don't know. How's it going to work? Are we going to be back? Are they going to be back? Yeah, we'll see. Texas at 17. 16 is Southern Cal. Southern Cal may go 10-2 in the Pac-12. Their schedule's not that daunting, and they may end up being a top 15 team at the end of the season. Especially if they get Jordan Addison to go out there and they have him and the transfers that they've got in there. They are basically transfer you. At 15 is BYU. They did win 10 games last year. Bunch of guys coming back. Over the first 7 weeks, they play Baylor, Oregon, Notre Dame, and Arkansas. So they've got a tough schedule. We'll give them that. Zach asks, how many players did Texas have drafted? Zero. Zero. Billy, this is a projection for what the AP Top 25 is going to be. All right, so we've gone up to the top 15. Quick break. When we come back, we will have more for you here on The Rundown. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us on the show. We're doing the projected AP Top 25. And I tell you what, we're up to number 14 now. And Michigan State checks in there. You know, last season, they just kind of went off at the very beginning. And nobody thought they were going to be as good as they were. And they end up beating some folks. 11 wins last season. Nobody really projected that. We'll see how well they do. They got to replace the Duke Walker winner, Kenneth Walker. And no one's going to be really surprised. Michigan State right there at number 14. Number 13 is Wake Forest. Old Dave Clawson up there. He's a guy that I would love to see at a bigger program just to see what he could do. But you know what? He may not do as well because he has the mentality of, look, I'm going to bring players in here and we're actually going to develop them. We're not going to, you know, spend $24 million and have a bunch of players there and finish up 8-4 like Jimbo Fisher does. No, he actually develops players, which is why Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M ducked Wake Forest last year. They didn't want anything to do with that. Wake Forest would have blown them out. Seriously, Texas A&M is a fraud. The Oregon Ducks check in at number 12. You know, when you look at Oregon, they've got Auburn transfer Bo Nix, who, you know, I don't know if I'm on the Bo Nix train or not, but he does have some players on defense. Justin Rowe is one guy that'll make some plays. But 12 might be a little bit high, but we'll see. The Baylor Bears check in at number 11. Last season, they won the Big 12. They are right there in the mix for this season at number 11. They had six starters selected in the 2022 NFL draft. So they're having to replace some folks there, but we'll see with Baylor. At 10 is NC State. Now, How have we gotten to the point where NC State is a top 10 program? And, you know, there are a lot of folks that are looking at this and like, wait a minute, how is that? How is it that NC State is ranked in the top 10? NC State returns 17 starters, 10 on the defensive side, and they bring back Devin Leary at quarterback. He threw 35 touchdowns last season. They got four guys that are coming back on the offensive line. The fifth guy is going to be probably a starter for the Carolina Panthers this year. So they may have one of the best offensive lines in the conference. We shall see. Michigan's at number 9. You know, I think that Harbaugh didn't want to come back, but when he realized, uh-oh, nobody really wants us. Wait, what? Yeah, that's kind of how that's looking. Papa B says every single SEC West team was ranked. No, sir. Auburn is not ranked. Mississippi State is not ranked. So, yeah, those two are not for this projection anyway. Anyway, number 9 is Michigan. Number 9 is at Michigan. We'll see how they do with Harbaugh, who probably doesn't want to be there. The Utah Utes are at 8. They are the pride of west of the Mississippi. I think they're the only team that has a shot to go into the college football playoff. And I'm not saying they can hang with some of the teams from the South. I'm just saying that they're the best team west of the Mississippi. And they're going to smoke Florida at the beginning of the season. There's going to be a lot of co-eds down there in blue tank tops that are not going to be happy. They're going to be doing the old gator chop thing, and it's not going to be working. Utah's going to do some stuff. Tavion Thomas ran for over 1,100 yards last season and 21 touchdowns. And I think he's going to get, he may get some late Heisman consideration. We shall see. The Oklahoma Sooners check in at number 7. I find it hard. I think the AP folks will have them there, but I don't know if they're going to even remotely finish that way. It's a completely different team. I think Brent Venables is going to try to win with defense, which is what he knows, and have an efficient offense. We'll see how that works. At number 6 is Notre Dame. Notre Dame's schedule, by the way, is tough this season. But in Marcus Freeman's first year, week 2 they go to Ohio State. They go up there and they get blown out. The folks that watch Notre Dame on NBC are going to be like, what in the hell has happened to us? What has happened to us? At number 5 is the Clemson Tigers. I think that's a little high for Clemson. I think the Clemson defense is going to be outstanding. I think the Clemson schedule is terrible. They have one game that potentially is going to be tough. You could buy NC State, but they get that game at home. They got to go on the road to Notre Dame. That's the Clemson season, in my opinion. And there's talk of DJ Uiagalelei being a first-round draft pick. Really? What are you watching? He may come out and be the best quarterback ever. Who knows at this point? Talking season is great, by the way. At number 4 on the list is Texas A&M. They're not going to finish 4th. Not going to happen. They don't know who their quarterback is going to be, first of all. That's kind of thing number 1. They can't tell you who the quarterback's going to be. And I think the idea that they can bank on a lot of that freshman talent they got coming in is a little far-fetched. But Texas A&M at number 4. Baylor, man, says 4 losses for Texas A&M. You might be right. Might be right. He thinks it'll be Haynes King at quarterback. We'll see. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. Is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. As I'm reading something, this is the South Carolina Attorney General's Office announced Thursday that the brother of Clemson Tigerhead football coach Dabo Swinney was one of 3 upstate men arrested in recent child sexual exploitation investigations. Okay. I don't know what's going on with that. Justin wants to know when I'm going to do USFL picks. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. We're going to have our top 3 projections here for the AP Top 25 when we come back after we take a quick break. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Podcast is up, by the way. It'll be up every day. You can check it out at 5 o'clock. I'm just reading this story from the Fox affiliate in the Upstate. Amanda Shaw reports, the Attorney General's Office in South Carolina announced that the brother of Clemson Tigerhead football coach Dabo Swinney was one of 3 upstate men arrested in a recent child sexual exploitation investigation. I don't know what the hell that is. No clue. Not what you want. All right, more of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Final segment of The Rundown here on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Projected top 25 from the AP, where it's at. The Georgia Bulldogs are number 3. It says Kirby Smart's team could have three more first rounders in 2023. Now, Georgia at three makes a lot of sense. They do play in the SEC least. The toughest game on their schedule is the Oregon game. So they should roll right through it unless, you know, something happens and they have injuries, etc. Or they lead the conference again in sexual assault charges. It didn't hinder them last year. But Georgia should be up there in the top 10 simply because they got a ton of talent. Number two is the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State's going to be good. C.J. Stroud threw 44 touchdowns last season. I mean, they're going to be solid. Solid, solid, solid. And then finally, number one is Alabama. I think that they've got the two best players in football in Bryce Young and Will Anderson. Guys that'll be picked in the top five, barring injury. So, yeah, Alabama at number one. All right, if you want to respond to any of that, 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. Rob online says the Gamecocks will finish second in the SEC East. Okay. Fair enough. Let's see here. What else do we got? Oh, I wanted to talk about this too. Greg Sankey and the Pac-12's commissioner, George Klyavkov, are going to Congress to try to get help with NIL. The pair headed to Capitol Hill and met with senators to discuss federal legislation that could govern name, image, and likeness rights for college athletes. Senators Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, and Maria Cantwell were on the list of scheduled meetings for the two Power Five commissioners. So there's going to be court orders that none of this is going to work. They are going to, they've let the toothpaste out of the tube. Trying to legislate it now is going to be insane. Klyavkov told ESPN, either the NCAA is going to get its act together in enforcing this, or I'm going to be pushing for smaller groups to figure out how to create and enforce the NIL rules that we all agree on related to inducement and pay for play. The amount of an NIL payment should be commensurate with the work done as a backstop to make sure we're not using it related to inducement and pay for play. This has already happened. I mean, it's out. There's also going to be people like Senator Booker from New Jersey that's going to be like, nope, not going to happen. I agree with Elijah online. Please keep the federal government out of college football. Yeah, you want to ruin college football? Let the government have some sort of say in college football. That's how you ruin college football. Let the government determine how college football is run. You want to ruin a perfect game? That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. I wonder what'll happen, though. Will we get an answer from Congress about the NIL before we get an answer from the NCAA about the Tennessee violations with the Chicken McNuggets? Which one will come first? Which one's more efficient, the NCAA or Congress with the NIL? I don't know. Both are not very good. Elijah says, it sounds like Clemson is getting their butt kicked on the NIL trail and they're trying to get the government involved. Respectfully, sir, it's a senator from Tennessee. Not making this up. I think you're from Tennessee, right? Then you might have voted for Senator Marsha Blackburn or Maria Cantwell from Washington. Those are the two senators that supposedly are in the mix here. there's that. 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm going to read JetMech's comment here. Maybe we should just let all the sergeants and majors run college football. While we're at it, make everyone wear a reflective belt. Dress right dress will be just as good as Congress. Fair enough. Might be more efficient. It's a good point there, JetMech. Very good, sir. 803-978-0183-2. 803-978-0183-2. That's the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. I'm saving this for tomorrow. We didn't get to this today, but we'll do this tomorrow. If Texas and Oklahoma join the SEC in 2023, how will that affect you? We'll get into that. That is coming up on tomorrow's Rundown. No love for the SEC top 20 or the SEC champion projection, huh? Somebody gonna put some money on Mizzou at 500-1. It's burning money, right? 803-978-0183-2. Aaron's making a dumb statement. Clemson is on a downward spiral. Okay. They've won 10 games a season for 12 years. That's a downward spiral. Really? Really? Bless your heart, sir. Bless your sweet little heart. 803-978-0183-2. Jay asks, is that your first official leftovers? Talking about my story for tomorrow. Jay's over here trying to make jokes about me being chunky. That's not fair, Jay. I don't make fun of you for being a doofus with no brain. What's wrong with you? Justin says he thinks Clemson should join the SEC. I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think South Carolina would approve that. Not that that would matter. I guess if the folks from Birmingham decided they wanted Clemson in the SEC, then they would tell South Carolina to go eat their hat. I mean, it's not like Texas A&M wanted Texas in the conference. They left the Big 12 to get away from Texas. And then all of a sudden, what happens? They end up having to just sit back and having to deal with Texas anyway. JetMech says, bring Clemson to the SEC and leave Texas in the Big 12. Yeah. I mean, it would make sense from a geographical standpoint. But from a TV standpoint, it probably doesn't. And that's all that matters now is television. You guys know that. By the way, Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk is next.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
He's the czar of Clemson Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Clemson Sports. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. We appreciate you guys joining the program today. We'll be back at it tomorrow talking about Texas and Oklahoma joining the Big 12 or joining the SEC from the Big 12 maybe next season. And whatever else we can come up with. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. We'll see you tomorrow.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.